This is All Things Considered on WNYC. Good evening, I'm Amy Eddings. For many Americans, Indian classical music is synonymous with Ravi Shankar, the sitar virtuoso who inspired the Beatles decades ago. But here in New York, Indian classical music is alive and well. Earlier this week, around 24 students of South Indian classical music performed for family and friends at a festival in Middle Village, Queens. Lara Pellegrinelli brings us this report.
The youngest is 6, and the eldest, well, she prefers not to reveal her age. Most of them live in the metropolitan area, from New Hyde Park to Staten Island. They originally came from much further away, South India and the Indian communities of Trinidad and Malaysia. The adults practice varied professions, pediatric medicine, architecture, and software engineering. But like the kids, they love to practice music.
As you know, this is Dharma Shudra Foundation's annual day 2008.
The teacher behind the festivities is Nivedita Shivrag, a vocalist and veena player from Chennai on India's southeast coast. She came from a family of musicians and studied seriously for 15 years. But like her students, music was only a hobby.
I was working full-time as an accountant and finance executive. And then now I gave up all that. You know, my passion caught up with me, my ambitions and all that came back. And I had jumped into it. From then on, no turning back.
Now she performs professionally and has over 60 regular students. Some take lessons by phone from as far away as Tokyo and Melbourne. Ragachitra, the nonprofit she runs with the help of family and friends, promotes Carnatic music in New York City through concerts and festivals. Many of Shivrag's students come to her Flushing apartment for lessons. The rectangular living room is crowded, with a home office at one end, overstuffed couches at the other, and an imposing chrome storage rack in one corner. Each of its 4 shelves is occupied by a veena, a hefty string instrument around 4 feet long with a gourd for its body. There's another propped up with a pillow on the floor for a group of kids to use while rehearsing.
That's a lot, vocal. Do you know what's happening now?
And this first song I'll be performing is Hari Hara Minuta, 17th Gitam.
12-year-old Gokul Anand Iyer from Elmhurst explains why they always start with that tune.
It's about Mahaganapati, the remover of obstacles. We always worship him before we start any endeavor or any journey. So we're going to start this program to make sure the program goes successful and there are no bumps in the road.
There may still be some minor bumps here and there, but no major detours. Counting the talam, or cycle of beats, helps keep everyone on track. The melody owes its sweet and sour flavor to the ragam, the collection of notes the piece is based on.
The ragam name is Natai. Their introduction to a raga is very smooth. Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa, sa ni pa ma re sa.
Unlike Western scales, the distance between notes varies. Some of the notes literally fall between the cracks of the white and black keys on the piano. By learning songs, the students not only absorb music theory, but languages like Tamil, Telugu, and Sanskrit, as well as Hindu mythology and some Indian history.
In India, the classical music actually originated as one kind of music. The North Indian and South Indian were all very classical. And the South Indian music is what we call as Carnatic music. Predominantly, it comes from 4 southern states of India. This style of classical music continues to maintain its pure form as it was earlier. And of course, we always, you know, embrace this technological advancements in our thing. But pretty much the style and the structure of the music continues to this day.
And for the first piece, we have Gokul, Ramya, Srinidhi, Lakshmi, and Srideji on the veena.
The kids group opens the Ragachitra annual day without a hitch.
Come on up, guys.
Seated up front in a little row of wooden chairs, they head for the stage and kick off their shoes.
Hari
A yellow Ragachitra banner behind them is festooned with holiday lights and tinsel. But it's hard to miss the assortment of crucifixes overhead. The Tamil Cultural Center that hosts the annual day is in a church basement. It's the only Tamil church in the U.S. As the afternoon becomes evening, performers become more advanced. Webcam video shows students in Texas and Mississippi. A trio of women play Venus together. Boys accompany the musicians on ridangam, a traditional double-headed drum. And another student uses ankle bells like percussion in an energetic dance. One of the highlights is vocalist Himalaya Rao from Staten Island. Dr. Rao is the chair of nuclear medicine at Coney Island Hospital.
I think Indian music is so contagious. Like, if you fall in love with it, you will do anything to get it.
Dr. Rao is about to give it all up for a life in music, like her teacher.
Who knows, you may be drawn into Ragachitra.
For WNYC, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli.